Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Cave and Universe podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. And if you're new to the show, welcome. My name is Vinny.
And I'm Kaylin. Today, we're going to be doing some crazy facts about the ocean and then just followed up with some real reactions.
Oh, yes. Keeping it short and sweet, as we like to keep our episodes from now on.
Yes.
No more hour-long episodes, hopefully, because y'all don't watch them anyway.
No one wants to sit through them, apparently.
But if you're here, regardless, thank you. Really appreciate you. We just went on a rant about why we're doing this before we started. You can see that on Patreon, patreon.com/cavin. What are we talking about today again?
Well, you moved my balloon, so maybe this should be, just tell everybody I turned 26 last week.
Oh, yes, you did. Well, we're famous, we're notorious for keeping our decorations up.
Yes, longer, it's like a thing.
Longer, yes.
Yeah.
So you turned like 26 like 3 weeks ago. And here we are.
With See, the... it feels like you just put them up, but.
Yes.
Yeah, no, because even with yours is the beginning of June, and like I'm pretty sure we didn't take them down until like end of June, so yeah, here we are nearing August, so I think we're getting about that time, but we at least wanted to maybe do a podcast episode with them. So yeah, my birthday was pretty good. I think we had a good time. I had a very enjoyable day, I guess I should say. You know, it was very laid back, which is exactly what I wanted, and you made it a really great day.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Or I hope you appreciated it.
Yes.
I did. But thank you for thanking me.
Yes.
That's what I meant to say. But yeah, let's get right into these crazy facts. Is there anything else you want to get into before we get into these crazy facts?
I don't think so. I just thought we should address the balloons so people watching are not like, what is 26?
Oh, yeah. And then a happy birthday. So happy you birthday. Turned 26. Well, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm going to get a little too ahead of myself here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because I started hot. Pissed off. All right. I apologize, people. But I do want to say, how do you feel to be 26?
I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm in like a weird spot. Like the way that I am with birthdays and like ages, it's like, okay, like for example, like I turned 20 and then I was like, oh, turn 21. That's a big deal. But then like 22, 23, 24 flies by and I'm just like, okay. But then 25, I feel like a milestone.
Yeah.
So like now I'm feeling that way. But like about 26, now I'm just looking forward to, I'm not looking forward to it. Time slow down. Yeah. But I feel like my next big like birthday will be like my 30th, you know? And the ages in between, I'm just but hey, this was my first birthday as a mom, so that made it really special too. I never, ever, ever in my life, well, I mean, I wanted kids like way earlier. I always said I wanted kids like at an early, younger age. I think 25, 26 is a good age now looking back at it.
Little, like what age realistically did you think you would have a kid? Like 20. I always thought I would have a kid around 23. I ended up having a kid until I was 30.
Yeah, same. Mine was 23, so... I guess, yeah, so it ended up being, what, 26?
Yeah, there you go.
That, yeah. I always said, that I wanted to be a mom by 23, but then I got there, and I was just like, oh, now's not the time.
Yeah, but 26 is a pretty good milestone, too. I mean, you were, like you said, you became a mom at 26, and if you were dating Leonardo DiCaprio, he would have broke up with you.
Yeah, fun fact.
On your 26th birthday. Fun fact there.
In fact, he'd have been tired of me already.
That's terrible.
He'd be like, you're getting too old.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Everyone always says like 25 is like the magic number, but I don't really think that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I want to say 30 is a magic number. Because I feel like 25, you're still too much like,
I can't wait to have a big 30 flirty and thriving.
Like, right? Exactly. I feel like that because it's like, that's like just like the blindness that we're always like accustomed to. Like, maybe that's just a natural part of human society. Like, they're like for 19, 20 to 23-year-olds, 24-year-olds, like if you're listening, it's like, you think you have it all figured out?
No. Nope.
Trust me, you don't.
Yeah.
And I'm 30, and I'm pretty sure when I'm 40, I'm going to be like, you 30-year-olds think you have it all figured out. You don't. It's like, it's just like, life is all about experience.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's
yeah.
not about what you heard. It's not about what you're taught. Literally, life is literally about experience.
Yeah, like...
You just have to run through the motions yourself and see what path you're going to take. Because this education path may work for some other people, but it may not work for you. Yeah. This tech school path or just handyman path may work for other people, but it may work for you. This, you know, what's it called? Like, what's it called when you just, like, travel... places
like
not a mercenary, well technically that could be too, like nomad. There's nomad path works for some people, but it doesn't work for you,
right?
So like that's always the biggest thing, like what I can say, like when I turn 30, if I could give any advice to people who are on their younger 20s, it would be just chase whatever, not even chase your dreams, chase whatever the you want to chase. If you're in your younger 20s, now is the time to just do whatever the fuck you want to do. Like, literally.
Basically.
Like, as long as it's within reason. Like, don't commit any crimes.
I was going to say, don't be out there robbing.
Don't commit any crimes. Don't, like, do things that are going to, like, be at the expense of other people's, like, you know, suffering.
Yeah.
Not any of that. As long as you're fine with that and you have the will and the power and the strength to do it, then just go follow your dreams.
Yeah.
Like, I, when I was in my 20s, I can happily say I lived out my 20s. Like, I did things that, you know, it wasn't even my 20s. It was probably, like, up until, like, 23, 24, honestly. You know, but...
When you met me.
Yeah, exactly. When I met you, that's when I started settling down, honestly.
Yeah. Because
I
was, you were like, 20, okay. You were 23. Yeah, no, there was something I was going to say, but keep going.
Yeah, see, so for me, 18 to 23, those were, like, my college years, essentially, because I met you just when I got out of college.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like, yeah, like there's not really no regrets that I've had, but there's things I look back on and I'm like, man, like, why did I let boundaries hold me down to that? Why didn't I travel to that other state? Why didn't I travel to that other city? Why didn't, you know, like I said, I still have no regrets. I still love the life that I've lived, but it's like, this is my advice. If you're in your younger 20s and it's like, just do it. Just do it. Whatever makes you scared, because that's my thing. I did everything crazy and I did everything I wanted to do, essentially, but I still lived within the parameters of like, oh, this is safe. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll do this, but it's safe. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, do those things that are just like I said, as long as within reason, within the law, within you're not going to get hurt or you're not going to hurt anybody else, fucking do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah.
You know, you still have your 30s to can come back and find that mediocre job and that mediocre career that you're just gonna live out through your 60. So why not let your 20s just do whatever the fuck you want to do?
Basically,
you know, it doesn't matter. Like, you're still, if you fuck up in your 20s, society still looks at you like, oh, you're still a kid. Like, you're still in your 20s.
Yeah,
you know, it's when you're my age, it's when you turn 30, the society starts looking at you like, hey, you need to get your shit together, buddy. So if you're in your younger 20s, just live out your 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, don't break the law though.
Yeah, and there are some people though that like will take like, oh man, oh my God! I literally felt like that thought going away from me right now. Oh, what were you just talking about?
Just live out your life. If you're in your 20s, just do what you want to do.
Right. Oh my God, it's gone. It's gone. But I remember what I was gonna say way before that though, was that going back to like my birthday and stuff. So like, I met you when you were 23, and I was 19. Like, if somebody literally on our first date came to us and was like, "Oh, you're gonna have a baby by the time you're 26 and 30," I'd be like, what? No.
Right? I would have been like, no.
Yeah.
And if somebody would have told me that, I probably would have been like, okay, well, let's do a bunch of shit before.
Yeah.
Because we used to go, before we had a baby, we would always go on adventures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we practically would go on an adventure every month.
Yeah.
We'd go to a different city. We'd get into something different. Where
even
there was
if it was just around us here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We always had these adventures. And now that we've had a baby, it slows down, but it's not over.
No.
Because, you know, we still have plans for other stuff. And, you know,
yeah.
Thankfully we have enough, you know, family and stuff, babysitters.
Exactly.
And
I remember what I was going to say.
Okay.
That how you were saying, like, that you don't regret, like, the way you lived, like, your 20s and stuff. Like, you had, like, your college times going out and partying and stuff. There were people like me who didn't do any of that stuff. And I'm, like, completely...
Because you had strict parents?
Because I had strict parents. But also, stupid. Too, because, like, I would literally... But even looking back, like, I'm, like, content with that. Like, I feel like I didn't really need that.
Yeah, but it's, like, I don't know. I'm just not a fan of that.
I know, but... I don't know. I guess I just, like, never really been into it, I guess. But...
Well, it's like your mom, like, didn't let you do shit, but let your brothers go all these. It's like,
yeah,
okay.
That was later down the line.
Yeah, but it's like, that's the thing. It's exactly my point.
I was
point.
Like the trial
life
child.
Life experience. When you were the trial child. Yeah. And then they were like, oh,
yeah,
you know.
It's not so bad.
And your mom still hates the dude you ended up with. So.
Oh, my God. No.
You know?
Okay. Oh, God. Yeah.
I'm a little drunk, people.
Yeah. Disclaimer.
Yeah, again, like the adventures we go on, you were just talking about, like, we go on these adventures. It's like, now that we have a daughter, you know, we wait till she's dead asleep, mm-hmm. and we go on these drunk adventures.
Yes, we do that. And it's funny too, because like on my 26th birthday, we were basically like looking back at my 25th, because I was pregnant and I didn't even know, and we're all out here partying at a freaking weekend concert.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yes.
We were looking back at that
a year ago.
Like, I had no idea I was pregnant.
A year ago today, we were partying at a weekend concert, and you didn't even know you were pregnant.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope. And even a year ago today, this exact day, I still didn't know. I won't know until a year ago next month.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's just crazy how life turns out.
Wow. Well, we went off in a long tangent there. You want to get into these crazy facts?
Yes.
All right.
All right. So, starting off with the biggest ocean waves are found beneath the surface. The largest waves that occur in the ocean are called internal waves, which take place between two fluids with two different densities. Oh, man, this is a science-filled question.
Yes, because I'm so lost.
As these internal waves, for thousands of miles, no less, can be up to 650 feet tall. So that's basically all you need to know. Imagine 650 feet tall waves basically are under. So you think you see these big, tall, 7-8 foot waves, like, you know what I mean? Like when you're at the beach. Okay, you're at...
Wait, what? What's going on?
Did I talk too fast for you?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Wait, what? Read this again.
The biggest ocean waves are found beneath the surface.
Huh?
Wait. So you know how you go to the beach and, you know, even with like hurricanes and stuff, it's like, oh, 7-8 foot tall waves.
Yes.
Okay, picture a 650 foot tall wave. Those exist underneath.
What? How is that even possible?
It didn't really, well, it says science. Here, which takes place between two fluids and two different densities.
Mm.
It's science. But remember, yeah, going back to what I said, this is a science-filled question. So, yeah, I guess this is more of like a science crazy fact because, yeah, I just thought that was pretty interesting.
No, it's very interesting. I just don't understand how that's physically possible.
Oh, yeah.
Science.
And we would probably never even witness it. So.
So I wonder if that 650 foot tall wave underneath, what that equivalates to. I'm trying to sound smart.
What smart.
That equivalates to as far as the water up top.
Yeah, see, it just goes back to it's two different types of things. Like, well, I guess going on to the next one, you just got to think like, okay, it's because when you go into the ocean, it's like, I guess you could say room temperature or cold, right? If you're like first entering the ocean. But here's second fact, water at the bottom of the ocean is incredibly hot, 750 degrees Fahrenheit due to intense pressures. So it could be too that takes place along with the waves. It's all the pressures. You know what I mean?
We just lost all our listeners.
Why?
Because I have no idea what you said.
I think you're just the drunk one because this makes sense to me.
Are you guys getting this?
Yeah. Let us know.
You guys getting this? Let us know. Comment. Maybe that's why we don't get comments, because we don't actually tell people to comment.
Right.
You got to tell people to do things, because people are fucking sheep. They won't do it on their own unless you say comment, like, subscribe, go to the Patreon. Gotta hold your hands, people.
I know. Basically, that's what I was going to say. But yeah.
Okay. So water at the bottom of the ocean is incredibly hot, 750 degrees Fahrenheit due to intense pressure.
That's pretty hot.
I believe that.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
Okay, there's enough gold in the ocean for each of us to have 9 pounds of it. Where's my 9 pounds of gold?
We need some scuba suits.
Where's my NWA title? Well, technically, that was called the 10 pounds of gold.
Oh.
But where's my 9 pounds of gold?
That's funny. Your version would be 9 pounds.
Yeah.
But yeah, where's the scuba suits? Because I need that.
Scuba Steve. Where's Scuba Steve at? Scuba Steve, give me my gold. Okay, the planet's largest mountain range is underwater and is 10 times longer than the
Andes.
Andes.
The Andes Mountain.
43,000 miles long.
Which is the Andes.
I'm reading these like how I do voice acting auditions. I'm like, the planet's largest mountain range is underwater at 10 times the longer than the... that's why I literally don't get calls back for my voiceover auditions. Because I can't even read.
You're a fast reader.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Andes Mountains, 4,300 miles long. Meanwhile, the mid-oceanic ridge is approximately 40,390 miles long.
I'm just gonna go ahead and apologize to everybody listening and watching. I might have too much to drink before this. I am a fan of wine, and I had too much wine because I really cannot. Usually, I love facts and I love comprehending facts and history and smart stuff. But right now, I cannot comprehend what is going on.
Oh, man.
But yeah, is that a good fact or not?
I think it's good. I think it's pretty crazy. When you listen back in it, you're going to be like, whoa.
Yeah, I'm going to be editing. Luckily, I'll edit this when I'm sober.
So. Exactly. And then it'll hit you. Then you'll come to me and be like, oh, my God, are you serious about that temperature?
Right? Hey, depression's a hell of a drug, people. The Pacific Ocean is
the
wider.
The piss ocean.
The piss ocean. The piss. the Pacific Ocean is wider than the moon. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Now, you understand that one?
12,300 miles long, which is more than 5 times the diameter of the moon. Now, that's a good fact there, people.
That's impressive.
I like that. I like that fact.
That's impressive. That's specific.
Ocean is wider than the moon. Wow. Yeah,
that's the specific ocean.
Well, technically the moon. I got that. The I just specific got that all late. Ocean. You had to say that like 3 times before I got it.
What were you going to say?
Well, I mean, that totally makes sense because, you know, if it goes along with the theory that technically the moon is a piece of the earth that was just hit by, you know, earth got hit by a comet. Hit by a meteor, maybe the same meteor that took out the dinosaurs, and a chunk of Earth flew out into space and started forming into a solid ball of rock, which became the moon. So that's definitely believable. The Pacific Ocean is wider than the moon.
Well, you just followed up a fact about the ocean with a fact about the moon.
Yeah, there we go. Even though I'm drunk, people, like I said, I still love facts. I still love space.
The gears are still working, people. I still love
smart stuff. So here I am giving you more facts off the top of the dome.
Yes.
Off the top of the drunk dome.
Yep.
YouTube is going to shadow ban this episode because we're drinking. YouTube is like, oh, we'll show you clips and videos of girls half naked checking their ass and almost showing their lips, but you're drinking on this episode. Let's shadow ban it.
Oh God. Well, hey, we're having fun. It's the middle of the night. This is the only time we can do record our show because of our child.
Yes, yes, yes. It was, I love my child.
Oh yeah,
I love our child. Wasn't for Delilah. What a long time ago. Anyway, one ice bucket could supply 1 million people with drinking water for 5 years.
That's impressive.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. If only the iceberg that took down the Titanic just melted, just provided water. Right? Yeah, it just took out people.
The Titanic iceberg, instead of killing them, provided water for them.
if it did something good for once.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, that's good. We're blasting through these facts.
Yeah.
Facts fast. Jesus. This is going to have to be a Patreon episode.
No, it's not.
I don't know if we can release this episode. I've already seen so much shit. Why did I just talk about a second ago?
Oh, yeah, you did. But that's not, okay. You know, no, you would.
Okay, I'm going to have to cut that out. I'm going to have to cut that out.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to cut this out?
Just do the next bag.
Okay.
Where
are
we at? 6?
No, 7. Yeah. So most of the Earth's volcanic activity happens in the ocean. The ocean actually is a home to a whopping 1,133 volcanoes. That's a lot. That's a lot of volcanic activity.
Actually, speaking of which, another fact with the fact.
Like it.
Did you know? I had no idea. I mean, not to overshadow this fact, but this makes me think of another thing that might be a little more interesting for people.
Perfect.
Did you know that Hawaii, the island of Hawaii, is growing?
How?
So when the volcanoes, because you know Hawaii is all volcanoes.
Uh-huh.
You know, essentially volcanoes made that island. So I had no idea. Exactly. So when the volcanoes, like, you know, they're not erupting, but they're slowly pouring out hot lava and magma.
Uh-huh.
So as the hot lava and magma pours out, it goes into the water. It, you know, hardens up.
It creates
and
land.
And then eventually it creates land and flowers and trees. So Hawaii grows by approximately 40 acres every year just due to lava. So maybe one day, 1,000 million years from now, Hawaii is going to be a big ass continent, and it'll literally be all due to just volcanic activity. The volcano, the lava goes out, it goes into the ocean, goes in the water, steams, cools, makes lava rock, and eventually that lava rock becomes soil for plants and grass and all that shit.
Now that
I had no idea.
Now that
I had
is
no
interesting.
Idea.
We have to do a crazy facts land.
Right, land. Land. Crazy facts Hawaii. And just, you know, out of just respect for, you know, everyone, and you know, prayers and when something tragic happens, you really can't, like, what are you gonna do? I'm gonna send prayers, I'm gonna send my love, but that doesn't do shit.
Yeah.
Let's face it, people, that doesn't do shit. But I really do, you know, there's really nothing you can't do but
right.
just say I feel for those people because
you know, in Maui
the Maui fires is what I'm pertaining to.
Yeah.
And, like I said, we could say, oh, you have our love, you have our prayers, but it's like, that doesn't mean shit in reality.
Yeah.
it just sucks.
Yeah, a way to show you care is like, you know, being able to donate and stuff like that. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah, so donate to the cause.
So yeah, we'll be. We would donate, but you know, I'm gonna cut that out.
Well, I was just gonna follow up and say, like, we could, if we got like any traction with fans on this podcast, you know, we'd be giving back, because that's the type of people that we are.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, little do people know, if this podcast ever took off, like,
we give back.
I literally have three different types of charity that I've already done freaking business plans for and stuff. Yep. That's like, yeah. Yep. There's a charity that gives out free freaking therapy. There's a charity that helps animals. And there's a charity that helps out women and families. Like, you know, little do people know that we're all about giving back. But we can't give back if we're not even getting shit.
Yeah.
So what do you want?
Okay, babe. Okay, babe. Okay, so let's see here. So the United States. Oh, man. Oh. I put this one and I forgot to put the explanation.
United States lost a hydrogen bomb in the ocean. Okay.
I know.
There's so much shit in the ocean. Like, we have no idea. Like, think about all the shipwrecks that have happened since the dawn of time.
Read the next one.
There are 3 million shipwrecks in the ocean. See, I would even argue to say there's more. You're telling me from the dawn of civilization, has to have been so many other. Yeah. There's so much shit in the ocean. Like you said, the 9 pounds of gold in the ocean, there's probably even more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Like with all the Spanish conquistadors and just Egyptians and Vikings and English, like, people were like traveling on boats through the ocean before we even knew people were traveling on boats through the ocean,
right?
So there's so much uncovered shit in the ocean. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
because amazing. Think about it, like, how are people making these like assumptions, like, oh, there's 3 million shipwrecks, and then here's the last.
I would argue double.
Yes, 6 million. Because what I'm saying is,
come at me, Holocaust.
So the 3 million shipwrecks, what I'm trying to say is, and then the next one says the ocean has more artifacts than the world museums combined.
Oh, I believe that. I definitely believe 100%. That. 100%. There's whole other civilizations in the ocean that we're not aware of.
Let me finish my thought before I lose it.
Okay.
Because you know me.
I gotta pee. Can I pee while you talk?
Yeah, I guess as long as you listen to
me. No, go ahead and finish your thought and then pee.
Okay. Okay, babe. You're trying to hold my hand through the podcast?
Yeah, we can hold the hand for the rest of the show.
So basically what I'm trying to say is that literally, like, how they say, like, there's so much ocean that has been explored.
Unexplored.
There's a big bunch of ocean that has been unexplored. What's to say that there's not more shipwrecks there, or there's not more artifacts there, or more hydrogen bombs there?
Hydrogen bombs, yeah. Oh yeah, we glanced over that. United States lost a hydrogen bomb?
No, that was my fault. Yeah, because I didn't look up the explanation on that. That was my fault. I messed up on that. But yeah,
there was a time from deep back in my what's that called, Rolodex brain. There was a time, I believe.
Your Rolex
brain? The Rolodex. Not Rolex, Rolodex. Like, you know, Rolodex, like back then when people would back in the 90s when people had desks and they had that giant thing of cards and they'd like look through it and call numbers. Mm. It was basically like a whole fucking thing like on your desk for like cards and shit.
Right.
Like The Office, remember when he's like, look at him in that Rolodex go? When the Michael Scott Paper Company, who's calling everybody on that little Rolodex thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's what a Rolodex is.
Is that the
for
one that
kids
he
out
put...
there don't know what a Rolodex is.
Yeah, is that the part where he was like orange, so, or something, yeah, like, so I know not to
means
say
not
that.
Not say it, yes. Yeah. And the green means go ahead and not talk about it.
Yeah, go.
Yes.
Like what?
Like what?
Yeah. Okay, keep going.
The United States could have lost a hydrogen bomb in the ocean because they used to test hydrogen bombs or atomic bombs in the ocean. And that's where the theory of where SpongeBob SquarePants came from. And SpongeBob SquarePants is a show we all know and love.
Right.
But how are all these sea creatures talking and, you know, going about their lives like normal humans? Well, technically, SpongeBob SquarePants was based off of the area where the hydrogen or atomic bomb was set off. So this atomic bomb went off. And like I said, like with Fallout, my favorite game in the world, Fallout 4, what happens with radiation? Things get mutated. They get bigger. They're able to do shit that normally they wouldn't do. So essentially, Bikini Bottom is a radiation site where this atomic bomb went off and all these creatures became lifelike.
Oh, my God. The became a talking sponge? Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, my God, you just ruined my childhood.
Right? Yeah.
It's like, oh, so SpongeBob is like Chernobyl?
Yeah, it's literally. He's like, what do they call it in Fallout? Ghouls.
Ghouls.
SpongeBob is essentially a ghoul. A mutant ghoul.
Sponge mutant.
Sponge mutant ghoul that's been alive for 200 years.
It's fucking crazy. Oh, man.
And that's it, people.
Yeah.
That is it.
We do got
some. Like I said, you know, if you're a fan of Dragon Ball Z, you would understand that some episodes are really great, and some episodes are just filler episodes. We like to think if you didn't enjoy this, this is a good filler episode. Would you say?
Yeah, but even if y'all aren't interested in the facts, like, haven't we not been entertaining?
Be like, there's two episodes where Vinny is at his drunkest. It's going to be the episode 104. When we did the episode with Roxy and JR,
getting
real relationships.
That's screaming at the camera.
Yes.
The end.
Or it's going to be episode 114, which is this right now. These are the two drunkest times you can ever see Vinny Vasquez drunk on camera.
Oh my gosh.
Now you have a little window of what my fraternity years were like. Because I rarely get this drunk.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, it sneaks up on me.
Yeah.
So, all right, speaking of which, I got to pee.
I was going to say, we don't want to meet Faceplant. What were we saying before so I can do the say that?
Right when I went to go pee, you said, this reminds me of the Four Loko night. What happened to the Four Loko night?
Yeah.
Four Loko night. I know what happens, but I want to hear from your perspective.
Man.
I'm pretty sure we talked about this on the podcast before, but let's refresh.
It was crazy. So, like, I had already gone to, this was when we were in our old podcast studio. We had our old apartment with the loft. And... I recall I had fell asleep actually. I normally will most of the time go to bed early before Vinny. And I recall this night I woke up and I'm like, oh, he's like not in bed yet and it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. And so I walk downstairs and I'm like, oh my God. Like he had only consumed like he was only on his second Four Loko and like still to this day, like, and still he will not drink a Four Loko because it messed him up. It messed him up. And I was like, oh my God, like this is serious. Like he normally like Vinny can like handle his like drinking. Like if like, okay, so let's say he's drinking super drunk. If something happens or like he needs to be alert, like he can like snap and like kind of go. This night in particular, nothing. Like it was scary. Like I was like, did you get alcohol poisoning or something? Like that was like going through my mind. So like could not get him up the stairs. And then the night ended basically with I was literally like just watching you in the bath for 2 hours because you were just like literally sitting in the bath water.
Oh my God, I do remember that. That was a best.
Yeah,
being drunk on Four Locos, laying in the tub with just the warm shower water hitting you, that was the best.
Yeah.
But everything before was terrible.
Yeah.
And I think it was like cold shower water at the time because my body naturally was so hot.
Mm-hmm. And mind you, this is like 4 or 5 in the morning and I have to get up for work at like 7.
That was because I had drank the Four Loko watermelon and I think it was the Four Loko gold. But I drank 2 Four Locos in the span of like an hour. And
dangerous.
I would never, ever, ever. Four Loko can give us a sponsorship right now. I would never, ever drink another Four Loko again. Mm-mm. Because, or two for that fact.
I would never.
I had no idea. Like, I was literally crawling on the steps. And I'm telling myself, Vinny, get up, Vinny.
Yes.
Get the fuck up,
because you can normally fight it.
Because I can normally talk in myself into mm-hmm. fighting out of whatever I am, whether it's... Yeah. No matter what I'm on, I can talk myself out of it. Yeah. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
So I was literally crawling up the stairs telling myself, Vinny, get up. And this other Vinny was like, I can't. And I was like, no, Vinny, you can get up. And Vinny was like, I really can't, dude. Really just can't.
Yeah.
You know, fucked me up. That was the worst.
It truly did. And still, and to this day, I've never had a Four Loko. And after I witnessed that on the other end, I will never. They're so dangerous and they're disgusting and ugh.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
There's this thing called the Sidewalk Slammer, where it's like you can get a Four Loko. That's like, well, I mean, it's a Four Loko and something else for like $8, and you get super drunk. But literally, just two Four Lokos, you get super drunk. And I would not, I don't recommend it. I do not acknowledge it. Don't shadow ban us, YouTube. I'm not trying to promote drinking. I'm saying do not do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Just chemicals. A can of chemicals.
Yes, literally.
Yeah.
Ugh, let's get some real reactions, huh?
She does not belong to you.
Yes, she does.
You cannot have her.
So this is basically like at a church.
Take everything that you gave her and leave her life. I break your hold. You have no more assignment. I disconnect you from her life. I disconnect you from her body. From this second forth, you will no longer torment her. You will not kill her. You will not change her. She belongs to the Lord. You cannot have her. You cannot have her. Release her now. I said go. On three, you go to the pit. You will not go to her family members. You will not go to this family. You leave this family now. You leave this family now. I break the
Do you think this is real?
I destroy you. I disconnect you. Out, out, out. Help her, help her, help her, help her. Help her.
She's throwing it up.
Get out. Out.
She's coughing it up.
Out.
The comments on this video, I feel bad.
Why?
The comments were literally just talking about how, like, okay, this is so staged.
Spirit of death, I know this is staged, but like, just
hi, honey.
I know this is staged, but just hear me out for just 1 second, people. Hear me out for just 1 second. There's a part of me. There's a part of me that sticks with the spirituality and the, I guess, what's the word, superstitions that I've been brought up on. Like, I may have to cut this out, but there was this other day where something crazy like that happened.
When?
You know, we live in the middle of nowhere. Nobody near us. Pitch black dark. The other day, I'm taking a piss in the restroom. I think I hear somebody knocking at the door. I'm like, who the knocking at 2 a.m?
Mm.
I get my gun, get the flashlight. I go outside. Nobody there. 10 minutes later, Zalata wakes up screaming. Now, what did I let in the house?
You know what? Okay. As far as entering the body, I can understand that. But I completely 100% agree with you about the doorways.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because I have felt that before, actually, over at your dad's house. Mm-hmm. For some reason, like, just how, you know how he turns everything off, it gets real dark. Well, there was one instance when I went over there and it was really dark. And I don't know, I just felt weird as I was opening the door.
Right.
It's like something that, but
like
no.
Something's lingering.
Yes.
I felt that over there too.
Yes. But then again, you hear and like, I know it's like a known fact that like you actually have to like invite them in.
Right.
You know what I mean? So right. Then like, if I'm just opening the door, you don't have any, you and don't have any authority to come in here.
I open the door. I'm looking outside. I got a chill. I literally got chills just thinking about it. And I literally told myself, I do not accept, and this family does not accept any of your negative energy
yep.
that you're bringing.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's
I
legit.
Don't know. I think we've got, call me crazy. Maybe this will end up on a clip somewhere and people, there's going to be thousands of people calling me a idiot. There's still a part of me that feels like we've gone too far with science that we're forgetting there's still some sense of spirituality and religion and magic in there. Because what is magic, people? What is magic? Magic is science that hasn't been proven yet. Because if you go 1,000 years back from now, if you went in a time machine, you went 1,000 years down, and I say, hey, look, I got an iPhone. I'm going to text somebody, and it's going to magically, I'm going to take a picture of you, and I'm going to magically send it in the air to somebody else's phone on the other side of the world. They would burn you because they would think you're a witch. So what is magic, people?
How even?
Magic is science that hasn't been discovered yet. And what is religion? Religion is magic. There you go.
Going back to the video, though, I feel, now looking back, I feel bad for laughing, but it's just because she was like, she's like this. She's like,
Again, that was funny. Yeah. That was. I was just thinking too deep.
I would hope, you know.
I went too deep on that. I'm sorry. I went too deep on that.
No. It's all good, but.
It was supposed to be a funny video, and I went too deep.
No, but I mean, if it is legit, it could be staged, but it also, it's 50-50. It could also be legit. She could actually, you know, have been dealing with something, and you just never know. Like,
never know.
And this stuff just happens in public.
Now. Yeah, maybe this doesn't do a good test for my argument here, but Jesus.
Oh, shoot. Oh no, what happened?
What's the other video?
So the other video is also a public exorcism.
All right, let's see this one. I don't agree with all of them.
Yeah.
Now that was fake.
I mean, in the middle of Times Square, you don't just think she's on drugs, maybe?
Wait, hold on. Let me reset that. Now that was dumb, people.
In the middle of Times Square, you don't think that maybe, possibly, she could have been doing some drugs?
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. I was sticking up for the little girl.
Yeah.
That, you know.
I can agree with that.
Could have been clearly, you know, whatever. Right. Have something in her, or could have just been a little girl not knowing what to do in the situation. So, uh-huh. She just gives the emotions that she thinks she's supposed to give.
Right.
This is clearly somebody on meth.
And then who are these fucking wannabe priests?
That's how she looks.
Like, is that what you're supposed to do? Like, this random guy just walking by and probably like, leave her.
That's
like, you don't even have the power to do that.
That's the thing. He's, like, doing it. He's not even praying or, like, doing an actual,
no.
Like a ceremony.
Like, in the name of
he's
God
just, like, chanting. He's like, leave her.
Not a very good priest.
No.
And you're going to be paying for everything. Oh, everybody. And you're going to be paying for everything. This is all going on in a restraining order that's going to be turned in on Monday. So, deputy, everybody that's going to be looking stupid.
Yes, I will open. Now we in.
And mind you, at the end of that, did you notice that was a freaking cop? Like, why is he doing all this and the cop is standing right there?
So what happened?
So I think he's just like, that's why she's like, you got to get your, this is going on the restraining order. Like, I don't think he's supposed to be there.
Right.
And so she like, obviously like had the doors locked and he's like fucking crumbling the screen.
Yes, that
gate.
Is like the cheapest fucking burglar bars I've ever seen in my life. Like, holy shit, did you make your burglar bars out of chicken wire?
And you're going to be paying for everything.
That's like, literally chicken wire.
Yes.
This is all going on in the restraining order that's going to be turned in on Monday.
And he's freaking me Spider-Man over here. Yeah. He's probably just trying to get his shit.
Oh my god. Is this like a couple that like she's trying to kick the dude out?
I'm pretty sure, yeah, she's like kicking him out and he's probably, that's what I'm saying, he's probably just trying to collect his shit, but that was the cheapest.
That's why she's so calm. She's like, all right, don't worry, this is gonna be on the literally. She got those burglar bars off of Temu.
Oh man, so freaking funny. Oh god. The Temu. Hey, Temu's pretty good.
It's alright. I love Temu.
I really like most of the stuff that I've gotten so far. So.
It's not as bad as Wish.
No.
There's Amazon. I would say first, second, third, Amazon, Temu, Wish.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not even Wish. I would say Amazon, Temu, eBay. I'd rather get secondhand shit off of eBay than get shit off of Wish.
Yeah, definitely.
What?
So for the audio listeners, it's basically two valet guys getting into this woman's car, who actually has the vehicle surveillanced with
this.
The camera, and the valet guys are immediately get in the car and like stealing her gum and stuff. Like, and then the other guy, looking through her stuff.
Leans his chair back, like chilling, because you can tell it's a nice car with that red interior.
Yes.
But
yeah, the red leather. But
this is good. Do that shit more often. Like, I'm sorry, but like, shit, it's like it's the littlest shit. Like, I'm taking cars to little like dealerships and stuff, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I had freaking a dollar in quarters in this cup holder and it's gone. Like, literally, the littlest stupid shit. It's like, just because they think they have that little control because they, you know, they have that car for 5 minutes, yeah, 10 minutes, they think it's their vehicle and they can do whatever they want. So I honestly, like, yeah, I'm sure these guys got fired. I'm sorry, but it's like, don't do that shit. Like,
yeah, it pisses me off because, like,
yes, it does. Because it just pisses me off because if I was in that position, I would never do that.
No.
Because I have too much morals and too much values. Maybe I was raised right.
I would
my
feel
mom
too guilty.
Knew how to raise me. Mm-hmm. That I wouldn't do that.
Yes, and I have my share of like things that like literally would just make me so upset every time. So like when I lived in Corpus, like I didn't have anybody to like change my oil for me, so I would take it in like somewhere to do it every few months or whatever, and I would always take it to Walmart because it was cheap. But oh my god, I would get back in my car, my seat would be soaking wet with sweat. It's like, have the decency to like have a towel or something,
right?
Like, lay a towel down before you get in my car. And then there was another instance when an old car that I had back in the day, you'll probably remember, the window was messed up, and I had gone to a concert something, and the valet guy
just got in the car and just started like, oh, I'm just gonna start fucking with the window.
For some reason, it wasn't hot outside. It was, yeah, literally like, and messed up my window. Yeah, and I basically had to make an hour drive home because I couldn't figure out how to get the window
up.
Yes,
and you didn't tell me until you got home.
Yeah.
Because if you would have told me, oh, Jesus Christ. You would have told me beforehand. You would have had that window fixed before you left. That's why I wish you would have told me.
Yeah. But, yeah.
But sometimes you do things where you're just like, oh, it's fine. I'm just going to just, you know, be passive aggressive and just do it. But it's like, no, if you would have told me, I would get shit done for you.
I know.
But anyway.
Yeah.
And just like things like that. Like, I've been into a car accident. Like, I've been into 3 major car accidents in my life. One major car accident where I fell asleep at the wheel. I woke up in midair as a car went over an overpass and, you know, crashed and, you know, was lucky that I'm alive. Like, literally, if the car did not have a sunroof, I'd be dead right now because my fucking head was sticking out where the sunroof was. Mm. But anyway, I had borrowed extension cords from somebody's father because I was in high school. I had borrowed extension cords from somebody's father a week prior, and they were still in the trunk. And if you know, extension cords are expensive, people. So it was about $150 worth of extension cords. And I just wrecked. I went to the hospital. That car went to the impound yard or whatever. And when they went to go look back at the stuff that was in the car, those $150 of extension cords were gone. So you're telling me at the lowest point of somebody's teenage life, you're still going to take that car that looks like somebody died in it, and you're still going to choose to steal from it? What kind of piece of shit are you?
Yeah, basically.
Anyway. Oh, I saw this one.
Right? You seen this where he takes him down?
Yes, I've seen this. Yes. I saw this. Literally, when I saw this pop on my feed, I watched this like 10 times.
Same.
Yes.
Because he yanked him out.
Yes, and I think what pissed him off extra. Oh, I didn't watch this extended version. It cut off before this.
Yeah, you see, he yanked him out of the driver window. He's literally on top of his car, pinning him down. Yeah. Then you notice the person he ran over, right?
When I first saw this, it was a different video. You know, obviously shortened. Everyone in the feeds were saying that, like, I would probably piss the cop off extra that he literally ran over people. Mm-hmm. That's probably why he snatched them out like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this in Houston, too. That's the Houston skyline in the back, right?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Isn't that the Houston skyline? I'm pretty sure that is.
Oh, my God. Makes sense.
Yeah, all these shows in Houston, man, it's so dangerous. What's happened to my city?
Right? He got him. And then he's trying to put his hands up like if he didn't just cause all this commotion, you freaking idiot.
No, I think he put his hands up. I give up. I know I f***ed up.
Yeah. I thought he was doing it out of like, oh, I didn't do nothing.
Right, probably that too. Like, oh.
Yeah, look, I'm surrendering. No, now you just look like an idiot. Look at all these people staring at you. You're about to go to jail.
Oh my god, he literally picked him up like a ragdoll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was just throwing him around. He was pissed.
Some punk ass Hector looking dude.
Look, he fucking handcuffed him and left him on the ground.
Yeah, some freaking twig little Hector that's like thinks he's cool with his little truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I could go speedy fast in my truck.
I'm speedy. Look at me. I got the cool truck at the car show.
Shut up.
Fuck off.
Oh, man.
All right. What else we got?
I think that's it. It's been a night.
It's been a night.
And we definitely went over our time limit.
Yeah, I think we did. We literally were just bragging about no more hour-long episodes.
What
and here
it?
We are. We're about to be an hour. It's literally like 50 minutes.
Oh, God. Well, hey, we're just having fun.
Yeah, those car shows are freaking, man.
Yeah.
Man, those people, those poor people. I wonder if he, when he ran over those people, if like, because like, of course you're going to get right back up with adrenaline, but I want to know, like, what?
Oh,
what?
No. Yeah. That person that he fucking douche immediately
that guy,
stood back
and
up.
And that was bad because that guy didn't even know he was like,
he was trying
coming.
To get out of
he
the way.
He was just running and all of a sudden he,
too late. He started running too late. Yeah, poor guy. I hope he's okay, but I'm sure he's okay now, but I'm sure it fucking hit him after because...
If you're going to go to a car show, people, yeah. Make sure you're on a rooftop or something.
Watch from afar.
Watch from afar.
Watch
rooftop.
From a very tall building.
Because these car shows are getting too dangerous, people.
Mm-hmm.
Too damn dangerous.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's that. What else you got for me? Been a night, like you said.
Yeah. You ever heard of the Emancipation Proclamation?
No, I don't listen to hip-hop. We just watched the South Park. You never
so
seen
funny.
The actual South Park movie. Mm-mm. Bigger, Better, Longer, and Uncut? Or something
uncut,
like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I like it, uncut.
Yeah, baby, you like my uncut.
Okay, I think that's enough for tonight.
They're in our music, people.
Peace out.
Right, peace out. And yeah, you're here for some permasoon or some stupid shit that we say.
Yep. Thank you.